Governor Evers declared a statewide state of emergency after last night's big snow and on the eve of dangerously cold weather. Temperatures will stay below zero for much of the state over the next few days, with wind chills possibly as low as 50 and 60 below.
Andrew Beckett is a public information officer with Wisconsin Emergency Management. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Darrell.
First of all, there's lots of snow across the state last night and this morning. Can you give us an update on what conditions we're seeing right now?
Well, several inches of snow are on the ground pretty much across the majority of southern and central Wisconsin. I mean, we saw an excess of 9 inches around Juneau County. Madison saw well over 5. And those totals are expected to go up before snow moves out of the state later this evening. Obviously, we're starting to shift our focus a little bit now to the extreme cold that we're going to see in the days ahead, and making sure that people are really ready for these very low temperatures and negative wind chills that we'll be seeing in the next couple of days.
Now, you spoke about Juneau. You also spoke about the Madison community. Was there any region that was hit particularly hard?
Through the central part of the state seemed to have gotten the heaviest snowfalls, although many areas did see an excess of 5 inches through the storm system that started last night, and we'll probably see at least a couple more inches before the flurries move out of the state this evening.
And for the biggest news, we're in for really cold weather for the rest of this week. What are the forecasters expecting?
Well, we're expecting to see life-threatening cold air settling in over the state beginning on Tuesday and pretty much lasting through Friday. You're going to see air temperatures well below zero, overnight lows of negative 15 to negative 25, and wind chills of negative 35 to negative 50 in parts of the state. So those are extremely dangerous cold temperatures, and we want to make sure that people are taking all the steps they can in order to remain safe.
Do we know the last time we saw wind chills that low in the state?
That low in the state, I mean, it has been, we're looking at wind chills this low. I believe the number I saw from the National Weather Service earlier was maybe about 20 years ago was when they got to this extreme.
What are the health risks associated with just being outside with temperatures that low?
Obviously, this can put a tremendous strain on people's health, especially if they already have pre-existing medical conditions. But just exposure of skin to air temperatures of this after a few minutes can cause serious frostbite. You also have serious concerns about hypothermia that can quickly turn deadly if not properly treated as quickly as possible. So, I mean, really, people need to limit their time outdoors, and if they do have to go out, make sure they're dressing appropriately for the weather. That means wearing loose-fitting layers, a hat, gloves, snow boots, making sure they have a scarf, and some way to cover their face so that as little skin is exposed to the elements as possible.
You talked about limiting the time and being outside if you have to be outside. Is there a range in terms of minutes as to how long someone should spend outside?
Well, I mean, you can develop frostbite in as little as 5 minutes in temperatures like this. Okay. So, I mean, you really need to make sure that you're not spending a great deal of time outdoors if you can avoid it. I mean, make sure you're also watching for signs of things like hypothermia. It can include excessive shivering, exhaustion, confusion, slurred speech. I mean, if you or anyone you're with begins to show those kind of symptoms, you need to seek medical attention immediately.
Andrew Beckett is a public information officer with Wisconsin Emergency Management, and we're talking about the snow followed by the extreme cold weather we're going to be having in Wisconsin all throughout the state over the next few days. What about pets? Do the same rules apply for pets in terms of limiting their time outside? You know, of course, if you have a dog that needs to go outside to relieve itself for a few minutes, what are the rules surrounding that?
Well, with pets, they can easily get frostbite as well on their ears, nose, feet. I mean, they have sensitive skin in those areas that can develop frostbite in these kind of temperatures very easily. So you want to make sure that you're limiting their time outdoors. You know, dogs, I know many dogs who love the snow. They love to roll around out there, and it's sometimes difficult to get them to come back in. But it may be one of those situations where even if you have a dog that loves the outdoors, you keep them on a leash when they go out, get them to finish up as quick as possible, and start the timer. You know, if they don't do what they need to do within a few minutes, bring them back in and try again in half an hour.
So for people who are driving, what kinds of things should they do before heading out on the road?
Well, with the weather system and the snow that we just had, it's important to make sure you're checking road conditions. You know, in low temperatures, it can be difficult to get the snow off, so you might have some snow-packed roads. Check the state's 511 site in order to get an idea of what road conditions are like around the state before you head out. And you can also download a mobile app, 511wi.gov. There's also a mobile app that lists state road information for many of the major routes throughout Wisconsin. You want to make sure that you're paying attention to road conditions. Also, make sure you have an emergency kit in your vehicle. You know, items such as extra blankets, water, some snacks, warm hats, extra gloves, booster cables, and a cell phone charger. I mean, those are all things you want to make sure that you're keeping in your vehicle so that if you were to get stranded somewhere, either slide off into a ditch or just your car won't start again because the cold weather has zapped your battery. You want to make sure that you have things present with you in order to remain safe, and make sure they're in a readily accessible part of your car. You know, you may run the risk of a trunk freezing up. So if you don't have a car that allows you access either through a hatchback or a back seat that can collapse, you want to make sure that you're keeping it in the actual passenger compartment so that if you need to get to those items without getting out of your car, you can do so.
And for homeowners, how should they be getting ready for the cold this week?
Well, make sure that you're turning off the faucets or turning off shut-off valves for any exterior piping. So if you have a faucet, a garden spigot in your backyard, make sure that that water is shut off. Also, check to make sure that those pipes are insulated properly. Anything that's near an exterior wall of your house should have some form of insulation on it in order to protect it. In addition to that, if you have piping in your house, such as under a kitchen sink that may be on an exterior wall, open up your cabinets. That allows the heat from your home to get inside there as well and keeps those pipes from potentially freezing over as well. In addition to that, you want to make sure your furnace is working properly, and also test smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. During periods of time where your furnace might be working for an excessive amount of time, you want to make sure that your carbon monoxide detector has fresh batteries in it and is working properly so that if something were to go wrong, you're alerted quickly so that you can get your family out of the home to safety and you can get someone in to address the problem. And if you do experience problems with your furnace, make sure that you don't try to use an alternative heating source that could pose a danger. You want to make sure you're not using something that burns oil or propane inside your home because it can release deadly carbon monoxide into the house. Also, don't try to use a grill or a garage heater in order to try and heat your home and garage, or even your kitchen, the oven in your kitchen. You don't want to use that in order to try and be a source of heat. If you have a problem with your furnace, you want to try and seek shelter elsewhere.
Andrew, you talked about some things that you can have in your car in case of extreme weather and you get stranded. What kind of things are good to have around the house to prepare for a stretch of freezing cold like this?
Well, you want to make sure you have extra food. You might have difficulty getting out of the home, so you want to make sure that you have food that can be prepared without needing electricity in the event you were to lose power. High-energy things, protein bars, snacks that are non-perishable that don't require refrigeration or cooking. So things that you can eat pretty quickly and easily without having to worry about preparation. You want to make sure that you have flashlights. You can also have fresh batteries there, but you can also buy flashlights that are hand crank powered so that you don't need to worry about whether or not you have fresh batteries in your kit. And you want to make sure that you have other supplies like extra blankets. You have access to those in your home, but you can also keep some in your kit. Something to do. You may just want to have a deck of cards in there in case you need to pass the time a little bit while you're waiting around the house. Items like that are all good idea to keep in your home kit. Those are things that are good pretty much year-round. You also want to make sure that a lot of people now are using external batteries to charge cell phones or having those plugged in advance just in case you were to lose power. I know that's usually a bigger concern when we have icing, but we could run into problems, and you want to be prepared for any eventuality to make sure that you remain safe in your home as well.
Andrew, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Happy to.
That was Andrew Beckett of Wisconsin Emergency Management. He was with us to talk about how to stay safe and be prepared for a stretch of cold temperatures expected this week across Wisconsin.
And you can let us know how you are doing over the next few days. One, I hope, of course, you're being safe with the snow and the cold weather, but you can always share your pictures with us, tell us how you're preparing for the cold, and if you're going to hunker down, let us know what you're doing to pass the time, whether that is playing a game of cards or whatever. Let us know. You can always email ideas@WPR.org. Send us a message at the Ideas Network Facebook page. And you can always tweet us. We are @CentralTimeWPR.